It's story time.
Living in the cold. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Cities or not. Most people live in cities. Cities can be good places to live. It is easy to buy food from the market or store. There is usually public transportation. You can also buy a car or motorcycle. There are many houses and apartments. Many of these have heat in the winter to keep you warm. They also have air conditioning in the summer. A person can turn on a faucet anytime, and there is water. However, there are people in the world who choose not to live in cities. They live in places where the necessities of life are hard to find. Some people have homes in some of the coldest places on Earth. Northern Canada, Northern Europe, and Mongolia all have very cold climates. Yet the Inuit, the Sami, and the Mongolians have all they need there to live. Chapter 2. The Land of the People. Northern Canada is one of the hardest places in the world to live. Part of the area is the Arctic Ocean. It is frozen all year long. The land is tundra and has no trees. In the summer, only a few small plants like grasses and lichen grow. Northern Canada has very cold winters. The temperatures are around minus 34 degrees Celsius. In the winter, the sun may shine for only 2 to 3 hours each day. Sometimes, there is no sunlight at all. Yet, there are people who live there. The Inuits, which in their language means the people, call this area home. The Inuits survive by hunting and fishing. They are people who follow the migrations of animals. In the summer, they hunt for caribou, a large deer. They also fish in small boats called kayaks. In the winter, the Inuit hunt seals. Seals are animals that live mostly in water, but they must come up to breathe. An Inuit hunter will spend hours waiting at a seal's breathing hole. When the seal comes up for air, the hunter will kill it. The Inuit also catch fish. Fishing in the winter is hard. They must cut holes in the ice in order to reach the fish. The Inuit have no trees to burn, so they do not cook their food. Sometimes they dry the meat or freeze it to eat later. However, most of the time, they simply eat the food raw. The Inuit wear many layers of clothing because of the cold. They use animal skins and fur to make their clothes. The outside coat or jacket is called a parka. It reaches all the way to the knees. It has a large hood that protects their heads. The parka is usually made of caribou and sealskin. The sealskin makes it waterproof. The Inuit travel a lot. However, they don't have cars or public transportation. They use sleds. The Inuit use animal bones and skins to make their sleds. They have dogs called huskies to pull the sleds. They also use animal bones and skins to make kayaks. Their kayaks are mostly made with sealskin. Chapter 3. Land of the Midnight Sun. Like the Inuit, the Sami people of Northern Europe live near the Arctic Circle. This place also has a very cold climate. The winters are long, cold, and dark. In the summer, the sun may not go down for weeks or months. That is why it is called the land of the midnight sun. However, Northern Europe is different from Northern Canada. It has a large forest of pine and fir trees. As a result, the Sami are not hunters like the Inuit. They have chosen to become herders. They herd reindeer. The reindeer is important to their whole way of life. Each spring, Sami families get ready to herd their reindeer. First, they gather the supplies they need to make their lavu, or tent. They will need poles for the frame. They will also need birch twigs for the floor. Reindeer fur will be used for the walls. The Sami also make clothes from reindeer fur. Their clothes give them insulation against the cold. It keeps them very warm in the winter. Their boots are made from skin and fur taken from the reindeer's nose and jaw. It is the strongest skin and fur on the animal. Finally, the Sami pack up the food they will need as they travel with their herds. Reindeer meat is their main food. They also make a sausage from the reindeer's blood. As they move with the reindeer, they will stop to catch fish. The Sami also collect berries to eat. The reindeer live in mountains all winter. They eat lichen from under the snow. But in the spring, the Sami must move their herds to lower places. The reindeer babies, or calves, cannot be born in the mountains. Herding them through the mountains can be dangerous. There can be sudden snowstorms or blizzards. The Sami depend on the reindeer's instincts to get down the mountain. Chapter 4. Reindeer herding. In the lower elevations, the reindeer are moved to small islands. They will spend the summer there. The reindeer swim to the islands. The Sami go in boats. The calves are born on the islands. The babies are less likely to be attacked by wolves there. The islands have plenty of grass. The Sami spend the summer caring for the reindeer. They select the reindeer they will kill for their fur. Other reindeer will be used to pull their sleds. A few will be given to their children for future herds. The fall is a busy time for the Sami herders. All of the newborns must be branded with the family's mark. Also, each deer must be counted. The Sami must make the herd smaller. The old and the weak will not live during the hard winter. They must be killed. The meat is dried so it can be used during the winter. Then, the Sami decide how to divide their large herds into smaller ones. It is easier to move a smaller herd back into the mountains. Smaller groups also do not eat all the lichen in the mountains. Finally, the Sami are ready to move their herds back into the mountains. The herders will spend their winters there in the extreme cold. Chapter 5. Land of Blue Skies. Another cold place where people live is Mongolia. Mongolia is between Russia and China. It is far from the Arctic Circle. However, it is still extremely cold. In the winter, the temperatures average around minus 30 degrees Celsius. Mongolia is also very dry. It has over 250 days without clouds each year. That is why the Mongolians call their country the Land of Blue Skies. Mongolia is mostly grassland and desert. There are very few trees. This makes living there hard. Yet the people of Mongolia have learned to live on their land. They survive there by herding animals. The Mongolians are a semi-nomadic people. They move 2 to 4 times a year. They do this to find better pastures for their animals. They have horses, yaks, sheep, goats, and camels. The most important animal to the Mongolians is the horse. The small Mongolian horse is perfect for the land and climate of their country. Horses are not kept behind fences. Instead, they are allowed to go where they want to go. Yet the horses rarely move far away from their owners. The men protect the horses from wolves. The women milk the horses. The women make their favorite drink, ayrag, from the horse's milk. For this, they use a special type of horse's milk. It is a lot like yogurt, but with alcohol. Everyone drinks it, including children. From the yaks, sheep, and camels, the Mongolians get meat, yogurt, and cheese. From goats, they make cashmere, a type of very soft cloth. In fact, Mongolia makes the most cashmere of any country in the world. The Mongolians dry their meat because they are nomads. It is easier for them to carry that way. They cut the meat into strips and leave it outside to dry in the shade. The cold air dries the meat quickly. It becomes so hard that it cannot be cut with a knife. It must be soaked in water later before it is used. They also cook and dry their milk and cheeses. These foods can be kept for years without going bad. Chapter 6. Del and Gurs. The Mongolians' basic clothing is called the del. This protects them from the cold and strong winds that blow all the time. It is a long gown cut from one piece of cloth. It has a high collar and wraps around the front. In the summer, they wear a dan del, which has less padding. For colder weather, they put on a different del. It is called the terleg and has padding as well. In the winter, they wear another that is filled with sheepskin or wool. Over this, they wear a jacket called the kerm. They also wear a hat made with fox fur. It has flaps on the side to protect the head from the cold. These nomads live all year in white tents called gurs. The Mongolian gurs are round and large enough for a family. The frame is made of wood or metal. The covering is made out of wool. Each family makes their own covering. Gurs are made to keep the cold and wind out of the home. Each gur has a central fireplace. This quickly heats the home even in the coldest Mongolian winter. The fire is also used for preparing their food. However, there is not a lot of wood on the grasslands. The Mongolians usually burn dried animal dung instead. Each gur can be quickly taken apart. They are also light to carry. A few camels are all that is required to carry the gur. This is important because these people move a lot. Humans can learn to live in many different places. The Inuit survive in northern Canada by hunting and fishing. The Sami survive in northern Europe by herding reindeer. The Mongolians survive in their dry, cold land by herding horses and other animals. These people may not have all of the things that people in big cities have. However, they still like where they live.